USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Tropical Storm Hillary is bringing potentially more flooding across parts of the Southwest today. At last check, the National Hurricane Center clocked Hillary's maximum sustained winds at 40 miles per hour. More than 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday and over 5,000 delayed, many because of this storm. As of last count, more than 200 are already canceled for Monday, with over 250 delayed. Airlines have issued waivers for people who need to change their flights because of the storm. People who booked flights to and from several airports on certain dates are allowed to change their tickets without fees. The exact details do vary by airline, but include airports from Burbank and Los Angeles to Santa Barbara and San Diego. The governor of Hawaii says they're trying to make life livable for survivors of the Maui wildfires. Josh Green said the priority now is making sure everyone's sheltered. Green said more than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for, and he painted a grim picture of the recovery efforts. He said 85% of the land has been recovered, but searching buildings could take weeks. Green acknowledged that some remains might be impossible to recover. The 39th president of the United States is apparently in the final chapter of his life. Those are the words from former President Jimmy Carter's grandson over the weekend. Carter has been in home hospice since February. Three people were killed and six were wounded in a shooting at a Seattle, Washington hookah lounge Sunday morning. Seattle police say two men died at the scene and a woman died at the hospital. No one is talking why. Authorities have recovered over 4,000 shell casings. It is National Senior Citizens Day. Give them a call. You know it'll make them happy. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
How do Americans feel about student loan debt?
Nearly half of borrowers from our survey say that student loan debt is a national crisis.
The survey by Bankrate found that only a third of us think borrowers should be responsible for paying back their student loan debt.
We know that Americans, on average, have about $38,000 in student loan debt, which totals about $1.8 trillion across the country.
Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster says half of those polled said they don't think the federal government is doing enough to provide financial assistance, which would come with a major cost to the economy. I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today.
Bracing for a death toll still expected to rise. At least 2,200 buildings are gone, most of them homes. The president expected in Maui tomorrow, but not welcomed by all.
We don't need you. Don't come here.
An unidentified Lahaina resident angry over what they see as a terrible federal response to the natural disaster. A case of rare locally acquired malaria has been reported in Maryland. The State Department's health made the announcement saying an unidentified patient in the Washington, D.C. area contracted malaria despite not having traveled outside the country. It's the state's first case of locally acquired malaria in 40 years. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry. We are USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Pick up 40 days of consistency.